The Ethics of Care by Virginia Held. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Ethics of Care by Virginia Held is a book that explores the concept of care and its implications for ethical theory. Held argues that care is an essential part of ethical theory and should be given more attention in ethical discourse. She argues that care is a moral attitude that involves taking responsibility for the well-being of others, and that it is distinct from other moral attitudes such as justice and autonomy. Held also argues that care is a form of moral responsibility that is based on relationships, rather than on abstract principles. She further argues that care is a form of moral action that is based on empathy and understanding, rather than on abstract principles. Finally, Held argues that care is a form of moral action that is based on mutuality and reciprocity, rather than on abstract principles. Held begins by discussing the concept of care and its implications for ethical theory. She argues that care is an essential part of ethical theory and should be given more attention in ethical discourse. She argues that care is a moral attitude that involves taking responsibility for the well-being of others, and that it is distinct from other moral attitudes such as justice and autonomy. Held also argues that care is a form of moral responsibility that is based on relationships, rather than on abstract principles. She further argues that care is a form of moral action that is based on empathy and understanding, rather than on abstract principles. Finally, Held argues that care is a form of moral action that is based on mutuality and reciprocity, rather than on abstract principles. Held then examines the implications of care for ethical theory. She argues that care is an important part of ethical theory and should be given more attention in ethical discourse. She argues that care is a moral attitude that involves taking responsibility for the well-being of others, and that it is distinct from other moral attitudes such as justice and autonomy. She further argues that care is a form of moral responsibility that is based on relationships, rather than on abstract principles. She also argues that care is a form of moral action that is based on empathy and understanding, rather than on abstract principles. Finally, Held argues that care is a form of moral action that is based on mutuality and reciprocity, rather than on abstract principles. Held concludes by discussing the implications of care for ethical practice. She argues that care should be given more attention in ethical practice, and that it should be seen as an essential part of ethical decision-making. She argues that care should be seen as a moral attitude that involves taking responsibility for the well-being of others, and that it should be seen as a form of moral action that is based on empathy and understanding, rather than on abstract principles. Finally, Held argues that care should be seen as a form of moral action that is based on mutuality and reciprocity, rather than on abstract principles. The Ethics of Care by Virginia Held is an important book that explores the concept of care and its implications for ethical theory. Held argues that care is an essential part of ethical theory and should be given more attention in ethical discourse. She argues that care is a moral attitude that involves taking responsibility for the well-being of others, and that it is distinct from other moral attitudes such as justice and autonomy. She further argues that care is a form of moral responsibility that is based on relationships, rather than on abstract principles. She also argues that care is a form of moral action that is based on empathy and understanding, rather than on abstract principles. Finally, Held argues that care is a form of moral action that is based on mutuality and reciprocity, rather than on abstract principles. The Ethics of Care is an important book that provides an insightful exploration of the concept of care and its implications for ethical theory and practice. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Care is a moral concept that is distinct from justice. Care is a moral concept that is distinct from justice, and is based on relationships between people, rather than on abstract principles. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral concept that is distinct from justice. It is based on relationships between people, rather than on abstract principles. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. It is an ethic that emphasizes the importance of relationships and of taking into account the particular needs of individuals. It is an ethic that recognizes the importance of mutual respect and understanding, and of providing support and assistance to those in need. Care is an ethic that encourages us to be mindful of the needs of others, and to act in ways that promote their well-being. Care is an ethic that is based on empathy and compassion, and on the recognition that all people are interconnected and interdependent. It is an ethic that encourages us to be attentive to the needs of others, and to act in ways that promote their well-being. Care is an ethic that emphasizes the importance of mutual respect and understanding, and of providing support and assistance to those in need. It is an ethic that encourages us to be mindful of the needs of others, and to act in ways that promote their well-being. Care is an ethic that is based on the recognition that all people are interconnected and interdependent. It is an ethic that encourages us to be attentive to the needs of others, and to act in ways that promote their well-being. Care is an ethic that emphasizes the importance of mutual respect and understanding, and of providing support and assistance to those in need. It is an ethic that encourages us to be mindful of the needs of others, and to act in ways that promote their well-being. Main idea number 2. Care is a moral obligation. Care is a moral obligation that is based on the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral obligation that is based on the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is an ethic of compassion and understanding, and requires us to recognize the humanity of those we care for. It is an ethic of respect and recognition of the inherent worth of all individuals, regardless of their social or economic status. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. It is an ethic of compassion and understanding, and requires us to recognize the humanity of those we care for. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is an ethic of respect and recognition of the inherent worth of all individuals, regardless of their social or economic status. Care is a moral obligation that is based on the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is an ethic of compassion and understanding, and requires us to recognize the humanity of those we care for. It is an ethic of respect and recognition of the inherent worth of all individuals, regardless of their social or economic status. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. It is an ethic of compassion and understanding, and requires us to recognize the humanity of those we care for. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is an ethic of respect and recognition of the inherent worth of all individuals, regardless of their social or economic status. Care is a moral obligation that requires us to recognize the dignity and worth of all individuals, and to respond to their needs with compassion and understanding. Main idea number 3. Care is a moral practice. Care is a moral practice that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral practice that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is an attitude of respect and concern for the well-being of others, and involves actively listening to and understanding their needs. Care is also about creating a safe and supportive environment in which people can express their feelings and needs without fear of judgment or criticism. Care is a practice that requires us to be mindful of the needs of others, and to be willing to put in the effort to meet those needs. It is a practice of empathy and compassion, and involves recognizing the humanity of others and treating them with dignity and respect. Care is also about recognizing our own limitations and being willing to ask for help when needed. Care is an essential part of creating a just and equitable society, and is a moral practice that should be embraced by all. Main idea number 4. Care is a moral attitude. Care is a moral attitude that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral attitude that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a feeling of sympathy or compassion, but an active engagement with the needs of others. It involves recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the need to take responsibility for the well-being of others. Care is a moral attitude that requires us to be aware of the needs of others and to take action to meet those needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral attitude that requires us to be aware of the needs of others and to take action to meet those needs. It involves recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the need to take responsibility for the well-being of others. Care is not just a feeling of sympathy or compassion, but an active engagement with the needs of others. It requires us to be mindful of the needs of others and to take action to meet those needs. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral attitude that requires us to be aware of the needs of others and to take action to meet those needs. It involves recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the need to take responsibility for the well-being of others. Care is not just a feeling of sympathy or compassion, but an active engagement with the needs of others. It requires us to be mindful of the needs of others and to take action to meet those needs. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Main idea number 5. Care is a moral response. Care is a moral response that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral response that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a feeling or emotion, but an active engagement with the needs of others. It involves recognizing the importance of relationships and the need to nurture them. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a way of being in the world that involves recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the need to respond to the needs of others. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care involves recognizing the importance of relationships and the need to nurture them. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. It involves recognizing the importance of relationships and the need to nurture them. Care is not just a feeling or emotion, but an active engagement with the needs of others. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Main idea number 6. Care is a moral virtue. Care is a moral virtue that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral virtue that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just about providing physical and material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is about understanding the needs of others and responding to them in a compassionate and empathetic way. Care is about recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the importance of creating a supportive environment for everyone. It is about recognizing the importance of relationships and the need to nurture them. Care is about recognizing the importance of community and the need to create a safe and supportive environment for all. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others. It is about understanding the needs of others and responding to them in a compassionate and empathetic way. It is about recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the importance of creating a supportive environment for everyone. Care is about recognizing the importance of relationships and the need to nurture them. It is about recognizing the importance of community and the need to create a safe and supportive environment for all. Care is about recognizing the importance of self-care and the need to take care of oneself in order to be able to take care of others. Care is about recognizing the importance of justice and the need to create a just society. Care is an essential moral virtue that is necessary for a just society. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others. It is about understanding the needs of others and responding to them in a compassionate and empathetic way. It is about recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the importance of creating a supportive environment for everyone. Care is about recognizing the importance of relationships and the need to nurture them. It is about recognizing the importance of community and the need to create a safe and supportive environment for all. Care is about recognizing the importance of self-care and the need to take care of oneself in order to be able to take care of others. Care is about recognizing the importance of justice and the need to create a just society. Main idea number 7. Care is a moral ideal. Care is a moral ideal that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral ideal that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just about providing physical and material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is about understanding the needs of others and responding to them in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Care is about recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the importance of creating a society that is equitable and just. It is about creating a culture of mutual respect and understanding, and of recognizing the inherent dignity of all people. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others. It is about understanding the needs of others and responding to them in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Care is about recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the importance of creating a society that is equitable and just. It is about creating a culture of mutual respect and understanding, and of recognizing the inherent dignity of all people. Care is not just about providing physical and material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Main idea number 8. Care is a moral imperative. Care is a moral imperative that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral imperative that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a matter of providing physical and material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is an ethic of compassion and understanding, and involves recognizing the humanity of those in need and responding to their needs with respect and dignity. Care is not just a matter of providing for the needs of others, but also involves creating an environment of safety and security, and providing a sense of belonging and connection. Care is an ethic of justice, and involves recognizing the rights of those in need and ensuring that their rights are respected and upheld. Care is an ethic of solidarity, and involves recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and working together to create a more just and equitable society. Care is an ethic of love, and involves recognizing the inherent worth of all people and responding to their needs with love and compassion. Main idea number 9. Care is a moral obligation to others. Care is a moral obligation to others that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral obligation to others that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a matter of providing physical assistance, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is a way of recognizing the inherent worth of each individual and responding to their needs with compassion and understanding. Care is not just a matter of providing for the basic needs of others, but also involves creating an environment of safety and security, and providing emotional and psychological support. Care is a way of recognizing the inherent worth of each individual and responding to their needs with compassion and understanding. Care is an essential part of any moral system, as it is a way of recognizing the inherent worth of each individual and responding to their needs with compassion and understanding. Care is not just a matter of providing physical assistance, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is a way of recognizing the inherent worth of each individual and responding to their needs with compassion and understanding. Care is an essential part of any moral system, as it is a way of recognizing the inherent worth of each individual and responding to their needs with compassion and understanding. Care is a moral obligation to others that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. Main idea number 10. Care is a moral responsibility. Care is a moral responsibility that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral responsibility that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is a way of recognizing the inherent worth of each individual and responding to their needs in a way that respects their autonomy and dignity. Care is a way of showing respect for the individual and their right to self-determination. It is a way of recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the need to take responsibility for the well-being of others. Care is an essential part of any moral system, as it is the basis for creating a just and equitable society. It is a way of recognizing the inherent worth of each individual and responding to their needs in a way that respects their autonomy and dignity. Care is a way of showing respect for the individual and their right to self-determination. It is a way of recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the need to take responsibility for the well-being of others. Care is a way of creating a society in which everyone is valued and respected, and in which everyone is able to live a life of dignity and security. Main idea number 11. Care is a moral commitment. Care is a moral commitment that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral commitment that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is an attitude of respect and concern for the well-being of others, and a willingness to be present and attentive to their needs. Care is an active process of listening, understanding, and responding to the needs of others, and is essential for creating a safe and supportive environment. Care is a moral commitment that requires us to recognize the inherent dignity of all people and to treat them with respect and compassion. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for creating a just and equitable society. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is an attitude of respect and concern for the well-being of others, and a willingness to be present and attentive to their needs. Care is an active process of listening, understanding, and responding to the needs of others, and is essential for creating a safe and supportive environment. Main idea number 12. Care is a moral value. Care is a moral value that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral value that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just about providing physical and material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is about understanding the needs of others and responding to them in a compassionate and respectful way. Care is about recognizing the inherent worth of all individuals and treating them with dignity and respect. It is about creating a safe and supportive environment where people can thrive and reach their full potential. Care is a moral value that is essential for creating a society that is just and equitable. It is about recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the need to treat each other with respect and kindness. Care is about understanding the needs of others and responding to them in a way that is both compassionate and responsible. It is about creating a society where everyone is valued and respected, and where everyone has the opportunity to reach their full potential. Main idea number 13. Care is a moral principle. Care is a moral principle that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral principle that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just about providing physical and material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is about understanding the needs of others and responding to them in a way that is respectful and compassionate. Care is about recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the importance of creating a society that is equitable and just. It is about recognizing the inherent dignity of all people and treating them with respect and kindness. Care is a moral principle that requires us to think beyond our own needs and interests and to consider the needs of others. It is about recognizing the importance of relationships and the need to nurture and sustain them. It is about understanding the importance of empathy and compassion and the need to be sensitive to the needs of others. Care is about recognizing the importance of community and the need to create a society that is equitable and just. It is about recognizing the importance of justice and the need to ensure that everyone is treated fairly and with respect. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others. It is about understanding the importance of relationships and the need to nurture and sustain them. It is about recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the importance of creating a society that is equitable and just. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Main idea number 14. Care is a moral attitude of respect. Care is a moral attitude of respect that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral attitude of respect that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just about providing physical and material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is about understanding the needs of others and responding to them in a compassionate and respectful way. Care is about recognizing the inherent worth of all individuals and treating them with dignity and respect. It is about creating a safe and supportive environment where people can thrive and reach their full potential. Care is about creating a culture of empathy and understanding, and recognizing the interconnectedness of all people. Care is an essential part of any healthy society, and is essential for creating a just and equitable society. It is about recognizing the value of all individuals and treating them with respect and dignity. Care is about creating a culture of empathy and understanding, and recognizing the interconnectedness of all people. It is about creating a safe and supportive environment where people can thrive and reach their full potential. Care is about recognizing the needs of others and responding to them in a compassionate and respectful way. Care is about creating a culture of respect and understanding, and recognizing the importance of caring for one another. Main idea number 15. Care is a moral practice of compassion. Care is a moral practice of compassion that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral practice of compassion that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a feeling of sympathy or pity, but an active engagement with the needs of others. It involves recognizing the interconnectedness of all people and the need to respond to the needs of those who are vulnerable. Care is a moral practice that requires us to be attentive to the needs of others, to be aware of our own limitations, and to be willing to take action to meet the needs of those in need. Care is a moral practice that requires us to be aware of our own biases and prejudices, and to be willing to challenge them. It requires us to be open to learning from others and to be willing to listen to their perspectives. Care also requires us to be willing to take risks and to be open to change. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is an ethic of compassion and respect for the dignity of all people. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is an active engagement with the needs of others, and is essential for creating a more equitable and just world. Care is an ethic of compassion and respect for the dignity of all people, and is essential for creating a more just and equitable society. Main idea number 16. Care is a moral practice of empathy. Care is a moral practice of empathy that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral practice of empathy that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a feeling of sympathy or pity, but an active engagement with the needs of others. It requires us to recognize the humanity of those we care for, and to respond to their needs with respect and compassion. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also of providing emotional and psychological support. It involves listening to and understanding the needs of others, and responding to them in a way that is respectful and supportive. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral practice that requires us to recognize the humanity of those we care for, and to respond to their needs with respect and compassion. It involves listening to and understanding the needs of others, and responding to them in a way that is respectful and supportive. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also of providing emotional and psychological support. It requires us to recognize the vulnerability of others and to respond to their needs with empathy and understanding. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Main idea number 17. Care is a moral practice of solidarity. Care is a moral practice of solidarity that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral practice of solidarity that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is an attitude of respect and concern for the well-being of others, and a commitment to helping them in times of need. Care is a way of recognizing the inherent worth of all people, and of recognizing our shared humanity. It is a way of showing that we are all connected, and that we all have a responsibility to look out for one another. Care is an essential part of creating a more equitable and just world. Care is a practice of solidarity that is rooted in the recognition of our shared humanity and our interconnectedness. It is a way of recognizing the inherent worth of all people, and of recognizing our shared responsibility to look out for one another. Care is an attitude of respect and concern for the well-being of others, and a commitment to helping them in times of need. Care is a way of showing that we are all connected, and that we all have a responsibility to look out for one another. Care is an essential part of creating a more equitable and just world. Main idea number 18. Care is a moral practice of reciprocity. Care is a moral practice of reciprocity that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral practice of reciprocity that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is a way of recognizing the inherent worth of each individual and responding to their needs with compassion and respect. Care is a way of creating relationships of mutuality and trust, and of recognizing the interconnectedness of all people. Care is a practice of actively engaging with the needs of others, and of recognizing the importance of relationships in our lives. It is a way of recognizing the value of each individual and of responding to their needs with kindness and understanding. Care is a way of creating a sense of community and of fostering a sense of belonging. It is a way of recognizing the importance of relationships in our lives and of creating a culture of mutual respect and support. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. It is a way of recognizing the inherent worth of each individual and responding to their needs with compassion and respect. Care is a way of creating relationships of mutuality and trust, and of recognizing the interconnectedness of all people. Care is a practice of actively engaging with the needs of others, and of recognizing the importance of relationships in our lives. Main idea number 19. Care is a moral practice of responsibility. Care is a moral practice of responsibility that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral practice of responsibility that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a matter of providing for the physical needs of others, but also involves providing emotional and psychological support. It is an attitude of respect and concern for the well-being of others, and involves actively listening to and understanding their needs. Care is also about creating a safe and supportive environment in which people can express their feelings and needs without fear of judgment or criticism. Care is a practice of mutuality and reciprocity, in which both the giver and receiver of care are equally valued. It is a practice of mutual respect and understanding, and involves recognizing the unique needs and perspectives of each individual. Care is also about recognizing the interconnectedness of all people, and understanding that our actions have an impact on the lives of others. Care is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Main idea number 20. Care is a moral practice of attentiveness. Care is a moral practice of attentiveness that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is a moral practice of attentiveness that involves the recognition of the vulnerability of others and the need to respond to their needs. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness to the needs of others, and is essential for a just society. Care is not just a matter of providing physical or material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is an attitude of respect and concern for the well-being of others, and involves actively listening to and understanding their needs. Care is also about creating a safe and supportive environment in which people can express their feelings and needs without fear of judgment or criticism. Care is a practice of attentiveness that requires us to be mindful of the needs of others and to respond to them in a compassionate and respectful manner. It is an ethic of responsibility and attentiveness that is essential for creating a just and equitable society. Care is not just about providing physical or material support, but also involves emotional and psychological support. It is an attitude of respect and concern for the well-being of others, and involves actively listening to and understanding their needs. Care is also about creating a safe and supportive environment in which people can express their feelings and needs without fear of judgment or criticism.